Hello, and welcome to the HSP Mastery Program, Level 1, Week 1. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Rain, and I've been guided by the light to create this program for you. So it's not really my program, it's from the light. Okay, I'm just the messenger. So the light wanted me to create this program for you so that you can recognize, nurture, and use your gifts for your own benefit as well as others' benefits. Okay? So what are your gifts, you're wondering? Well, having the HSP trait, some of your gifts are noticing details, recognizing patterns, creative thinking, and your intuition. But in order to use these gifts to their fullest, you need to find them and hone them. So first you need to understand that having the HSP trait is like comparing cars. An HSP is a Ferrari. A non-HSP is a Chevy. So the gas that works in a Chevy won't work well for a Ferrari. A Ferrari needs special oils, special gas, and a specialized mechanic. A Chevy doesn't. It can take regular gas, oils, and any mechanic. That's why it's a struggle for many HSPs who are trying to live their life like a non-HSP. You have different and specific needs in order to thrive. So this program is going to give you tools to do that. So you're going to be asked to do things you aren't used to. And that's okay, you just have to try. For example, this is my third time recording the week one audio. So based on some feedback by the beautiful HSPs taking the program, and I'm not going to name them because I respect their privacy, but also using my intuition and also getting guidance from the light, guiding me. Because the first audio I recorded, I didn't introduce myself. And I didn't explain the HSP trait. So I had a conversation with the light and I said, you know, if you want me to do this, shouldn't it flow? And funnily enough, the light says, no, this is a good example because I'm not used to creating a program. I'm not used to recording audios, instructional audios. So that's what the light was wanting me to use an example for you to show that, you know, gaining new skills means you keep trying. You don't give up. Okay, because the light's never going to give up on you. So you can count on the light for help. I want you to know that. But the light isn't going to do the work for you. Okay, it's going to lead you, but you have to follow. So the first step is finding out how your HSP trait works for you. Now, every HSP is different. So I want you to look at your sensory input sheets. And remember the Ferrari? Well, you're going to be your own mechanic by filling in how you experience each environment you're in every day. So most people, you know, have a work environment they spend the majority of their time in and their home environment they spend the rest of their time in. So after you're done in your work environment, I'd like you to fill in your input sheet for that environment. And after spending, say, an evening at home or whatever your other environment is, I want you to fill in your input sheet for that environment because you need to gather data on yourself, like a scientist, in order to find out more information about how your HSP trait works for you. Okay, because every HSP is different. The senses are different. Some their hearing is enhanced, some their sight, some their smell, some have a combination of different senses that affect them more or that they have more access to. So because, you know, it's your nervous system. So this is why you have to figure it out for yourself, right? So you also have a reward sheet, and I want you to find non-monetary ways to reward yourself for doing this homework, for filling in your input, sensory input sheet, okay? So find ways that reward your senses. So a warm Epsom salts bath, a walk in nature, making a new delicious healthy recipe, things like that. Use your imagination. because it's very important to reward yourself. And one last thing, there's no handing in homework. I'm a messenger. I'm a guide. I'm not a teacher that's here to grade your homework, okay? You're going to see positive results in your life if the program is working. You just have to keep at it and persevere. I know you got this, okay? So welcome to week one and enjoy it, and we'll see you for week two.